This call is being recorded.
And as you're aware now of the sounds and the sights and the smells, don't forget the smells. Smell of the salt air and the feeling on your skin. And if you haven't actually felt your body there now, do so. Be your astral body there, on the beach. Feel the sand on your feet as you're standing there, or sitting, looking out over the ocean, seeing the wide expanse, the majesty of the ocean. Become in touch with the waves as they're coming into the shore and then receding back out and coming in again and receding back out. Notice the rhythm and the flow of the ocean waves. The rhythmic flow, the in and the out. The energy and the rest. The breathing in and the exhaling out. And as you're getting in touch with the ocean waves and the rhythm of those waves, become aware of your own breath as it's matching those waves. Your breath is also an energy and a rest. You're breathing in and exhaling out. The ocean is breathing in and exhaling out. And Mother Gaia is breathing in and exhaling out. You're getting in with touch with the rhythm of the entire planet now. The ebb and flow. And as you become in touch with the ebb and flow, the breathing of the planet herself, now notice you also can do the same thing with all of the planets of the solar system. For each of the planets is ensouled by a being, a great being. As you become in touch now with the breathing of Mars, of Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, all of the planets of the solar system and the sun, getting in touch with that great being of each of the planets, and then the star. Solar Logos. And then beyond the sun now, the breathing of the all of the solar systems of the galaxy, of our galaxy, and all the way to the central sun of the galaxy, breathing in, exhaling out, rhythm and flow, ebb and flow, in and out. Then all the way through all of the galaxies, the central sun of the universe, to source itself of this universe. But notice, as you continue to go closer and closer to the central sun of the universe, the breathing slowed down and slowed down and slowed down. until finally to the central sun of the universe. The breathing is in thousands and thousands of years, one breath. And now that out breath now, that energy breath, has now come full circle and is now ready to breathe out, is ready to breathe out into the galaxies, all the way to our Milky Way galaxy, to the central sun of this galaxy. That out-breath, that pulse of light, pulse of energy that is coming, is in process of coming at this time. And the waves that you have been feeling here are the preceding waves of this great event. These waves of energy that have been building and building and building. And as you look now, if you find yourself high above the earth, if you were still on that beach, be up high now above the earth, looking down, seeing the earth below, seeing your physical body way down there, being aware of these energy waves that are coming through all of the heavenly bodies, down to the earth. See the waves themselves hitting the earth, and the corresponding consciousness shift that is happening across the planet. Not that is going to happen, but that is happening right now in this moment. Even as you are visualizing this, it is happening. Your visualizations are helping to create this entire process. Your visualizations become part of the collective, part of the quantum field, quantum energy. All is interrelated. And as you're seeing these energy waves come in now and affecting all of life on the planet and all of life in the solar system as well, in the galaxy, notice the waves that are coming in. They're getting stronger and stronger, higher and higher intensity, higher frequency. So finally, if you look back up to this central sun of the universe, you can visualize now that final wave that is making its way. It is purposefully taking its time, for it cannot actually arrive until its time. Until the frequency has risen enough, until consciousness is high enough across the planet, so that man and all of life here on the planet will be able to sustain that energy. But see that wave now, visualize that wave coming down, the final wave. Final pulse of energy, almost as if you were visualizing the ocean. And the ocean waves are coming in, hitting that beach. They start off small and get larger and larger and larger until finally there is one large, huge wave that comes in and spreads across the land. This is not a wave of water, of course, it's a wave of energy, a wave of frequency, of love. See this wave now of love sweeping across the planet, engulfing everything, all of life forms, and raising that level of consciousness in that moment. Where consciousness as you know it now will no longer be as it is, but will be at a much higher state all across the planet. Let yourselves now for a moment experience what would be as a result of this final wave, all of the preceding waves coming before it, just as they are now. Now, if you would let yourselves come back to your physical body from wherever you find yourselves, come back to your body, merge your astral body back in. Bring that consciousness wave back in with you, so that it is a part of all of your bodies, your astral, your etheric, your mental, and your physical body. All of your bodies within the one. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara. It is my pleasure, as always, to be here with you, to be able to share, to be able to open up many different understandings that you may or may not have at this point. A new outlook, you might say, on everything that is happening across the planet and to each and every one of you. You speak of neutrality in your earlier discussion. And what a wonderful topic, for it is a topic that is in the moment now. For the more that you can focus on being in a neutral state, being centered, being in the now moment, that is being neutral. Just as the Creator is neutral, just as you, as the Creator, are neutral. That is the state that you are working toward, the higher level of vibration and frequency. In that neutral state, will take you on as a collective into the next golden age. In the higher dimensions, Neutrality is the moment that you are in. The more that you focus your lives, your thoughts, on being in that now moment, being in that neutral state, then you will find throughout your lives everything that you have been looking for, and always and finding out that everything that you have been looking for has been right there in front of you all along. They say, and we say, it is for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that is certainly the case. Because the more that you open up, the more that you allow yourselves to see what is right there in front of you, the more that you will find yourselves in those higher vibrations. And when you find yourselves in those higher vibrations, the more that will open up to you to be able to see and hear and experience and know. I have somewhat of an announcement for you at this time. This announcement will go out far and wide, not only through myself, but through others who will come forward as well. Many truths are coming forward, as you already know. You are beginning to see these truths coming. And one very large truth that must be revealed is in the process now of coming forward. You have had some small dominoes fall, but you have not yet had the large one that has been spoken of. And that one is coming now, and you will know it as it falls. For as it falls, it will be the catalyst to make the next one fall, and the next one, and the next one. And soon it will be as your picture or your video shows of all of the dominoes falling one right after another as you topple the first one and all follow after. This is what is coming. And part of those dominoes is in disclosure of our presence, the galactic presence among you. Not only among you, but above you and below you as well. All of it is coming to be revealed. We, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Antarians, all of us have received the green light to move forward with the final phase of this disclosure process. And that final phase is you. We showing ourselves to you, and you going forward and declaring to the world that you are not alone in the universe, that we are here. That is part of your mission as it continues to unfold. Gone is likely the moment when it will be our announcement or our presence would be announced by your leaders. For many of them are not the leaders of men. They are the leaders of themselves. And many of them shall be replaced by those of you that step forward and assume that mantle of leadership once again. And I say once again because many of you, the light workers and warriors, the bearers and sharers, many of you have been in those leadership positions in other lifetimes previously, but also in your experiences among the stars. You have been in those leadership capacities, leading by example, not by ego, leading from responsibility, not for gain. You, each and every one of you, have a responsibility to continue to move forward, continue to bring all of these truths forward as much as you can. And as they are brought forward, many of your responsibilities then lie in sharing those truths as they come forward to as many as you can. For many will look for answers. Many will be confused, for they will not know where to turn. For they will realize that for all of their lifetime, the truth has been held back from them. And they will feel deceived, just as many of you felt deceived in the beginning, when you first began to hear of those truths that have been held back from you. The time is now, my friends. The time is now to reach out, to go beyond those things which have held you back for so long, to step out on faith, to step out on the limb, so to speak, and reach for that fruit at the end of the vine. It can only be reached by going out upon it. Speak your truth wherever you can. And as you speak your truth, others will speak theirs, and so on. And the light will be revealed more and more. And as the light continues to be revealed, the darkness will recede into the shadows from which they came. Everything is in motion now. Everything is in the flux of the moment. So allow for that moment to continue to rise up all around you. All my peace and love be with each and every one of you. I so long for the time when I, as Kara, and all of my brothers and sisters here in the delegations that are forming now in these moments are introduced to you. And then you, within the delegations that you will then form, will be introduced to many more, and so on. Be at peace, be at love, be at one.
Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and Shoshana is standing by at this time. Wonderful. Yay, yippee. But all of those things. We are ready to answer questions. We do not have message, but Shoshana, do you have message?
Maybe, but not at this time.
Very good. Then we are ready to proceed with
question. Actually, though, before we do, we do have a slight message here, and that is to continue on as you are doing. We are very pleased at what is occurring on your calls, your phone calls, your discussion during your calls, for they are not so haphazard anymore as they were before. They are geared toward a topic, and they are geared toward moving in certain directions. And this is wonderful because you are coming to understand at deeper levels as a result of this. And it is important for you to do so because there is so much that is coming as you are hearing to be revealed, so many truths that are coming forward, and so much understanding that is going to be needed across the entire planet. And those of you are the first guard, you might say, those that are coming before, those of the forerunners is what you are. And you are paving the way for those to come after. As has been said, you are to be part of the first wave, if you wish to be, the first wave of ascension. And as you are part of the first wave of ascension, then you will be very beneficial, extremely beneficial in helping those of the second wave. And then those of the second wave will then be very much of assistance to helping those of the third wave. This is how it is destined at this point to take place, to transpire here. So just continue on as you are, continue being who you are, and continue to be whenever you can in the perfect now and in that perfect state of neutrality in all things. We are ready now for questions. Do you have questions for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. This is Drusilla. My question is, I've had some huge breakthroughs over the last week. I wanted to know, are we going to get hit with more energy before this happens so that, I mean, are we telling people that we're starseeds? Or I'm a little confused, you know?
We are a little confused about your question. Are you saying, are you starseeds? Or are you saying, yes?
I'm saying, are we going to get hit with the big wave so we can, before everybody shows up? That's my question. The event.
Are you going to get hit with the first wave? Is this what you are saying?
Yeah, the larger wave.
Are you talking about the event?
I guess.
Or are you talking about the three waves of ascension?
No, I'm kind of afraid that we're not going to all be ready and know what to say when the time comes. That's all. I need to remember who I am, and I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet, and it's making me nervous.
Well, first of all, you need to put that aside, this nervousness, this idea of fear or anything of this nature, because you will be exactly where you need to be in the moment. And that is all you need to be concerned about. Just continue to be who you are. Continue to follow in the process that is in front of you and that you are being guided toward in every moment. And you will find yourself, as this wave comes in, and we are speaking now of the final wave, which would be considered the event or the final changeover. And at that point, you will be right where you need to be. Do not be concerned about anything other than that, because if you are concerned about it, if you are worried about it, then you will not be where you need to be, you see? So
yes.
Allow for the process. We say this many, many times. Allow for the process. Go with the flow. And if you do so, you will be right where you need to be at that moment when that comes. Okay?
Right.
Everything is leading toward this. Everything is at this point acclimating you to the greater energies that are coming in. That is what this group is all about. That is what many of the groups across the planet that meet regularly are all about, is coming to acclimate to these various energies that are coming in, so that when the great energy, the final energy, final wave, if you want to call it this, the changeover comes, that you are ready at that point for it. Okay? As ready as you can be in that moment. Okay? Shoshana,
yes.
We know you.
Yes, we have. We wish to share with you, our dear sister. May we share our perspective with you?
Sure.
Our dear sister, what we find for you is that you are one who may be concerned about your level of knowledge, your level of understanding of what would occur, what will occur, and this creates a sense of fear, nervousness, doubt, those things that are human emotions. There is only maybe one or two things to do to prepare to guide others.
Okay.
The first thing that we would tell you is just to have an open heart. And you already have that.
Yes, I know.
Focus on your heart, my dear sister. Focus on your heart and opening your heart to all that should come into your circle of influence. And the words that you will say will be perfect, because the words that you will say to guide others comes from your heart. It is not a matter of thinking about what to say, knowing what to say, understanding what will happen around you, because in the moment, if your heart is open, you are a compassionate and loving being in that moment, all that you need to say will be revealed to you in the moment. So we would ask all not to think of what could happen, what should happen, what might happen, but to remain in the moment with an open heart. Namaste, dear sister.
Thank you so much. I needed that.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Are there any questions here? Please, we ask you to mute your phones if you are not speaking. Are there any further questions here? Nothing further?
Yes, Catherine would like. Yes, Catherine has. I would like to speak. Can you please explain the purpose of autism and how that is serving people on the planet?
The purpose of autism and how that is serving people on the planet? And who would say it is serving the people on the planet?
The
you
parents.
You are coming from an understanding that there is something good about this process. And it is essential or helpful for those that are going through it, that are experiencing it, both those that are experiencing it directly and those that are around them that are having the effects of this particular experience as a result of being the parents or a sibling or something of this nature with this one. So in that respect, it can be helpful as a learning process, as a culmination process to their previous lifetimes and continuing on in lifetime after lifetime now. And this is essential in that respect. But as to whether it is good for the entire collective, no, it is not. It is something that is in the higher or in the lower vibrations. It is something that is a part of your three-dimensional illusionary state here, and it is not something that will be in the higher vibrations and frequencies of the higher dimensions. So it is not essential, certainly, in that respect. Only as it is part of the illusion now and part of the culmination process of this lifetime here and moving out of the 3D matrix. Anything to add, Shoshana?
Yes, we have something to share. We have our perspective to share. May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, I have one more thing. How would this relate to Down syndrome as well?
We must share our perspective on any disease, any dis-ease, anything that is not really created for the benefit of all. We must share our perspective on this. The thing you know as autism is a program running emotionally, physically, and mentally within the 3D matrix, and it is being caused by those that are very asleep. It is being caused chemically, it is being caused mentally, and it is being caused emotionally, so that fear becomes intrinsic in those that may have an autistic child. What we would tell you is to see the perfection in everything. That if you label an individual as autistic, that child will perform autistically because all those around him that are listening to him or her are creating a label that reinforces the program and that reinforces the fear and reinforces the experience. So we would tell you to even take the word autistic out of your vocabulary. There are many that perform differently than others, but it does not mean that there is something wrong with them. It means that that is the experience that they wish to have in this life. So
agreed.
We would ask
Understood.
You also, we would ask you also not to label Down syndrome. We would ask you not to label that. Down syndrome is very much created from fear. So you have a mother that is older, and you have physicians that are magicians telling her that she may give birth to a Down syndrome baby because she is 39 or she is 40 or whatever the age is these days that the program is running. So we would tell you all of these things are a fear-based program running in your 3D matrix that you must neutralize. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderfully said. And
can I say something real quick? It's Drusilla, and I think I know why that question came out. Because listening to Cryon, as I do a lot, he has spoken about these children as special and not linear and part of this process. I think that's why.
Agreed.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes. Okay. Then are we moving on? We will move on to next question if there is one.
Yes, there is one. This is Dinora. I was just wondering as I attend to another group in my country and we gather every other week, is it more helpful or is it would be better to gather once a week instead of every other week, or the amount time difference of the gatherings makes no difference in this process of preparing ourselves for all the events that are happening?
We would share.
Yes, please do.
We would share. Is that appropriate at this time to move ahead of you, one who serves?
Yes, please do.
Our sister Denora, our blessed sister Denora, may we share our perspective?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Our dear sister, you have thought about this long and hard. You have thought about this often. You have thought, perhaps, that you are not serving as well as you could if you are only meeting every other week. But here's what we would tell you. In the spirit of ascension, in the spirit of moving consciousness forward, this is a moment-by-moment process. It is not a matter of meeting once or twice or three times. This is a practice that one must attain through higher consciousness and understanding of others as one and the same. So we would tell you at this time, as we understand your group that you have been meeting with, they would benefit greatly by hearing the message more than every other week, as all would benefit from that. So you must decide if you have the energy and the commitment to do this for them. Either way, they will receive what they need based on their life path and based on their higher self's guidance, and you can influence and facilitate based on your choice to do that. Does this make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. I think in a way I do, but maybe I need to do it differently or more.
Yes, it is your choice.
Thank you.
We would add here that if you look at your various religions and those that have taken up the understanding of meeting once a week for your church or whatever it is on a weekly basis, there is a reason for that. And that reason is for repetition, coming together again and again and being able to escape, you might say, even just for a brief period of time, the 3D illusion or the matrix. And that is what was meant by those services coming together on a weekly basis. It has certainly not turned out to be that as religions continued to gain more and more control over the people, and that was their purpose, not to come together and to come together as one and to be as one with each other. That was the original purpose, but that is what was changed over long periods of time here. So if you find yourselves coming together, whether it is once a week or once every 2 weeks, again, like Shoshana said, that is your choice. But the suggestion would be to come together on a weekly basis, just as this group does, and the James was guided to do this on a weekly basis, because of that reason of coming together, like minds, like hearts coming together, and like vibrations even more so, coming together and being as one together with each other each week. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any further questions here?
There is one more.
I have a question.
Yes?
It's about the event. I didn't get to ask this last week. I used to have visions of how it would occur, that pulse, and I could see people lying on the ground. Some of us were still standing. And I had this kind of feeling that it was imminent. But lately, that feeling is gone. And I'm wondering if it's changed, if it already happened, or if I've just released my attachment to it. Because I feel like the energy is different. So I'm not sure if you could explain that a little bit for me.
The energies are certainly different, and they are continuing to be different and will continue to be more and greater energies coming in, as we have been saying. And as these energies continue to come in, you will continue to find yourself acclimating more and more to these so that they are not as invasive or intrusive in your lives as sometimes they have been up to this point. For some of you have noticed the energies, as they have become stronger, are affecting your central nervous system more and more, and creating feelings within your legs and your heart center and your stomach area and all of these things, and that where you are noticing that there are blocks in your energy system. Whereas before you wouldn't have noticed those blockages, but they are coming now to the surface because these energies are helping to release these blockages. And as they do come in and begin to release these blockages, you feel the intenseness or the symptom there at that point because of that. So as these energies continue to come in and continue to get you ready, acclimate and get you ready for the greater energies as they continue, then again, this is all part of the process. So just continue to allow it to be, and most importantly, as we have been saying, be in the now at every moment. Do not focus on the past. Do not only look toward the future and what it is going to be like. You can have your visualizations and all of this. That is wonderful. But it is going to be what it is going to be, regardless of how you might think it is going to be, you see. Now, your visualizations do have power. They do create the process that it is going to take. But, of course, it is your visualization with the collective visualization, or part of the entire quantum field here, universal mind. And all of this is a part of this process as the event comes closer and closer here. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes. May we share our perspective, but first may we ask who is speaking?
This is Naila. And yes, please.
We apologize. We did not recognize your voice. Here's what we would tell you, if we may share our perspective with you. Is that appropriate?
Yes, please.
We find, our dear sister, that your vision initially was tainted a bit by fear, and that your vision has transmuted because your fear has transmuted into something else, into calm. So what we would tell you about energy is that the recipient of the energy receives the energy based on the energy of the recipient. So your field has neutralized somewhat, and you are more receptive and different yourself, if we are making any sense at all, which creates a different vision and a different experience that you are having now. So when you say the energy has disappeared, or whatever your words were, it has not. You have changed. So when a person changes, the experience that they have of anything, including the event, will change according to their energy level. We hope we have made sense. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Are there any final question here before we release channel?
Yes, one little one. I think we're kind of going around in a circle to ask the same question. Is this disclosure part of the event? Maybe that's
Please repeat the question.
Going around in a circle, like, is this disclosure part of the event? Maybe that's the
is disclosure part of the event?
Yes.
Or is the event part of disclosure?
Yeah, one or the other. I don't know. That's my question.
Well, we put that out there. It is, which one is it?
It is both.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
It is both.
Great. I'm so
they are one in, they are one and the same and coming together as one. All of the various smaller events, you might say, the little events that have been spoken of are all in process of happening now. And the larger event, or the event, is in process of happening now as well. So part of the event, part of all of this, will be the disclosure not only of the extraterrestrial presence, but also the disclosure of all of the many truths that have been held back, including technologies that have been held back that will be coming forward, including much of the various truths that need to come forward to bring those out of the shadow and into the light that have been creating or been a part of creating many of the problems that are here in this three-dimensional illusion. So all of that is part of disclosure and part of the event as well. Shoshana, anything to add here?
We would add one thing if we might. Is that perspective? Okay.
Yes.
We would tell you that this is so simple because each thing is an accumulation that accumulates to the next thing. So, and each experience and each energy field has a consciousness of its own that matches with the consciousness of that one experiencing that energy field. So we would tell you that each thing is just an accumulation of the last thing. And as an individual becomes more aware, more conscious, more ascended in its his or her thinking, the energy fields that they attract will be greater and more beneficial to their personal ascension.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are going to release channel, but before we do, Shoshana, anything, final message?
Yes. Dear ones that are listening and that may read these words at another time, everyone here that is participating at a higher level in this moment than in the last moment. Each one we hear with more and more and more ascended consciousness, more and more understanding of who they are, what they can contribute, how they can influence the world. What we will tell you is have no doubt you are on the right track. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. And we close with a final message here, and that is that everything is going according to the plan, according to the larger plan here. We are not speaking of the small little plans that you are thinking of. We are talking about the large plan here, which you are all a part of, which you are all participating in, at some more than others. But it is all a part of the continuation of coming together as one, as a collective. And you are all working toward that. And as you continue to work toward that, you are opening up many avenues of expression within you that have not been there before. So, as we say many times, continue to go with the flow and allow the expression, allow it all to come through you as it needs to, because you are gearing up for a grand event. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Yeah.
Shanti.